It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. Welcome to Fresh Oil. I'm Pastor Keith Manley. Thank you for inviting me into your day today. I want to talk to you today about something that every single one of us needs, and that is hope. You might be listening today with a heavy heart, and maybe you're walking through a storm that caught you by surprise. You didn't see it coming. Maybe a financial hardship, a health scare, a broken relationship, or just an overwhelming sense of emptiness. My friend, you're not alone, and more importantly, you're not without hope. Today's message is entitled Anchored in Hope, and I pray that it lifts your spirit, strengthens your faith, and reminds you that the God who made the universe, hung the stars in place, He holds you in the palm of His hand. Now, hope is more than just wishful thinking. Biblical hope is confident expectation. It's knowing that God will keep His promises even when you don't see the evidence. See, Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 19 says this, "We have this hope as an anchor for our soul, firm and secure." Think about that, friend. It's an anchor for your soul. Now, what's your soul? That's your thoughts, your feelings, and your emotions. When the waves of life crash in against you, when the winds are howling and your ship starts to drift, hope anchors us and keeps us steady. Years ago, off the coast of Maine, there was a fierce storm that rolled in, and waves battered the cliffs, and the wind howled like a freight train. There was a young couple that was caught in the storm in their small boat, and they were struggling to find the shoreline, and all they could see was darkness. Sounds like life sometimes, don't it? Until one beam of light cut through the storm, and it was a small lighthouse. The couple followed that beam of light until they made it safely home. Later, when asked how he managed to keep the light on during such a terrible storm, the old lighthouse keeper said, "The storm can rage all at once, but my job is to keep the flame burning." Friend, that's what hope is. Hope is the lighthouse for our soul. It may not remove the storm, but it certainly guides us through it. When I think of hope, I think about this man named Abraham. In Romans chapter 4 and verse 18, it says, "Against all hope, Abraham in hope believed." You see, God had promised Abraham that he would be the father of many nations. But Abraham was nearly 100 years old, and his wife Sarah had never been able to conceive, and it just didn't even make sense. But hope doesn't rely on circumstances. It relies on the character of God. Abraham believed, and Isaac, he was born. The promise fulfilled. Are you facing something today that looks impossible? Perhaps the doctor has said there's no cure. Has someone told you that your child will never come back to faith because they've drifted away from the church? Listen, hope doesn't deny reality. It doesn't deny the circumstances. It just declares that God is bigger than our trial or our circumstances. In a war-torn part of Europe after World War II, there was a group of missionaries. They were cleaning out the ruins of an old church, and everything was destroyed, rubble everywhere. But as they cleared away the debris, one woman gasped. There, growing between two stones, was a bright red rose. In full bloom, untouched, in the middle of destruction, she saw life. And that rose became a symbol to the town that hope blooms even in the midst of ruins. Friend, even if your life feels like ruins today, God can make a rose bloom in your soul again. In 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3, Peter said this, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy, He has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." See, we don't just have a general idea of hope. We have a person that we place our hope in. Hope has a name, and His name is Jesus. The empty tomb is proof that death does not have the final word. I've been there, friend, 31 times. I've walked into the empty tomb of my Lord Jesus Christ. See, your past it's not the end of your story. Your pain is not the last chapter in the book that writes your life. Your brokenness is not the whole book. Why? Because of Jesus. He is our living hope, and we place our hope in Him. So how do we live with hope? I believe there are three simple ways that help us to live in hope. The first one is this: remember what God has done. You look back on your life and you see He brought you through before and He'll do it again. I believe recording the memories of what God has done is one of the most powerful things we can do. I love to journal. Write down the things God has done for me. Because so many times, friend, we forget. The Hebrew word for remember is zakar. Remember David when he went out to fight Goliath? What did he do? He said, "The God who helped me kill the lion and the bear, He'll deliver me from this Philistine." David remembered. The word remember, the root word of zakar is to be male. Male, like men, like manly. And I thought, why in the world would male be a part of the word remember? Because we men, we forget everything. And then I realized that in the male is the reproductive seed. And when we remember, it reproduces that miracle power of what God did back then. And it reminds us that the same God who brought us through years ago is the same God who will bring us through whatever circumstances we're facing today. So first thing to do is remember what God has done. And then secondly, believe what God has said. His word is full of promises. And you know what, friend? Not one of them will fail. Has God promised you something in your life? Was there a time when you felt God speak and you knew clearly it was God speaking to you, but whatever He said didn't materialize? Well, it's not over yet, friend. Believe what God has said. Stand on His word and rest on His promises. And then thirdly, the third thing that we can do is rest in who God is. Even when you can't trace His hand in whatever you're going through, and you can't see God in any of the situation that you're facing, you can trust that He has your best interest at heart and that He will see you through this. See, I love to study the character of God. The Bible says He is faithful even unto 1,000 generations. That's the God we serve. So you rest in who God is, and He loves you with an everlasting love. Romans 15 and verse 13 says this: "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope." We're talking about hope today on Fresh Oil. Overflowing with hope. What a beautiful phrase. There was a little boy who was flying a kite on a real cloudy day, and the kite soared so high that it eventually disappeared into the clouds. A man walked by and said, "What are you doing? I don't see anything." And the boy smiled and he replied, "I know it's there. I can feel the tug." And friends, sometimes hope is like that kite. You can't see it with your eyes, but you can feel the tug on your heart. It's God's way of reminding you, I'm still here. I'm still working. Don't give up. And the tug is what keeps us going when everything around us is saying quit. God's hope tells us you're going to make it. You're going to get through this storm you're facing. You're going to get through this trial. You're going to get through this time of sickness. In the darkest book of the Bible is the book of Lamentations. We find one of the brightest beams of hope in the middle of that book, and it's Lamentations 3, verse 21 to 23. It says this: "Yet this I call to mind, and therefore," and there's my word, I tell you, when you see the word therefore, stop and see what it's there for. "Yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope, because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. You see, Jeremiah wrote these words when he was surrounded by destruction, but he chose to call something else to mind. And sometimes, you know, we have to preach to ourselves to remind our own soul that God's mercies are new every morning and great is his faithfulness. The same God who got you through yesterday, guess what? He'll get you through today and he'll be there for you tomorrow, whatever the storm that you might face. Now let me challenge you today, not just to receive hope, but to be a bringer of hope. You know, we're living in a world that's so full of despair, addiction, loneliness, and fear. But God has placed you here to be his ambassador of hope. Sometimes just a kind word, a text message, a prayer, a helping hand. It can be the spark that lights someone's flame of hope in their life again. You see, you can be a lighthouse in someone else's storm. So wherever you go this week, let hope shine through your words and your attitude and your love, because people need it more today than ever before. You know, recently on Fresh Oil, I spoke about our gifts, that all of us are given different gifts. Some have the gift of giving, some have the gift of administering, some have all these various gifts, and my motivational gift is encouraging. And the reason I do what I do, the reason I take the time to do this 15-minute radio program each weekday, is because I want to offer hope for those who are struggling, because I've been there myself, friend, and I know what it's like to go through the storm, and you're just looking for a beam of light, and God can use you to be that beam of light for someone else. In a massive parking lot outside a shopping mall, surrounded by concrete and asphalt, stood a single tree, and day after day it faced exhaust fumes, blistering sun, and storm. No fertile soil, no peaceful meadow, just a tiny square of dirt, and yet that tree stood tall. Every spring it pushed out green leaves, and every fall it dropped golden ones because it refused to give up. You know why? Because the roots grew deep. And when you root your life in Jesus Christ, my friend, no matter what you face, you'll still grow in him as your roots grow deep. Maybe today you feel like your hope is gone. Maybe you've tried everything else and nothing has satisfied. Can I tell you the greatest decision you'll ever make is to put your hope in Jesus Christ. He died for your sins, he rose again, and he offers you eternal life, peace, and hope beyond this present world. And right now, wherever you are, you can invite him into your heart. All you have to do is just say, Lord Jesus, I give you my life. I believe you died and rose again, and I receive you as my Savior and my Lord and my hope, and I surrender it to you, and I receive you as Savior. And when you just pray that simple prayer and invite him into your heart, he'll change your life, friend. He'll give you a hope that's eternal.
If you enjoy the ministry of Fresh Oil, we invite you to check out Keith's books, which are available on Amazon.com. Keith has a memoir entitled, This Is My Story. In this book, he shares personal stories of divine encounters, answered prayers, as well as the battles he has faced as a pastor. Keith's book, Christ in the Seven Feasts of Israel, shares a picture of Jesus the Messiah, found in the ancient feast days God gave to Israel to celebrate. His book, The Grace Revolution, which Keith recently taught on Fresh Oil, is also available in paperback, hardcover, and the Kindle ebook. For more information, go to Amazon.com. and search Keith Manley Books.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and he He makes His mercies new every morning.